Eskom's Chief Executive Officer André de Ruyter says the power utility could be forced to introduce Stage 6 load shedding on Tuesday evening due to a significant deterioration in its operations overnight.
As you're aware, we find ourselves in Stage 4 load shedding already. We have had a significant deterioration in the system overnight. We saw the loss of 10 units, only one of which has returned, and as a consequence, there is a very real risk of having to implement Stage 6 load shedding by peak tonight, with other words, from 5 o'clock this afternoon.
In an emergency press briefing, the Eskom team, including the company's chief operating officer, Jan Oberholzer, explained the dire outlook faced by the power utility and, by extension, the country.
Now, the outlook for the day is obviously not positive because we're finding ourselves in a very and extremely difficult situation in having insufficient capacity available to meet the country's demand. Now, as the chief exec also alluded to, the utilization of our open cycle gas turbines has increased drastically, and the diesel volumes are depleted at an alarming rate. Especially at Ankerlig down in Cape Town. And this is where we have a logistical challenge where we replenish, you know, the diesel tanks by road. So it makes it difficult. In addition to that, what makes it difficult, we do not have sufficient volumes off-site, and a vessel that will delivering product will only be arriving, you know, over the weekend. So for the morning peak, we ran 13 open cycle gas turbines with including stage 4, just to take us through the morning peak.
While the utility is currently load shedding at stage 4, it stresses that there is a very high likelihood that stage 6 will be implemented from this evening, should they fail to regain some of the generation capacity. Oberholzer explains that the expected generation deficit for today's evening peak sits at 1,400 megawatts, even with stage 4 load shedding taken into account. He added that Eskom would therefore need to return the offline units to operation well ahead of tonight's evening peak to prevent increased power cuts to stage 6.
It is not confirmed as we speak. However, we will assist as the day goes on. As I said earlier, we expect the 4 units to return today with another one at Matla. Now, it depends again what stage of the day it will return. And we will assess the situation around 1 o'clock, latest at 2 o'clock, and then we'll communicate to the public of South Africa. However, I need to stress the risk of moving to stage 6 load shedding is high. That's where we find ourselves. We will try whatever we can to avoid it, but the risk is significant.
During the briefing, the Eskom team focused heavily on the impact of its workers' illegal strike action, which erupted after Eskom declared a deadlock during wage negotiations with labor unions.
This is unprotected industrial action. It is unlawful. And as the supply of electricity is an essential service, workers are legally prohibited from withholding labor in order to achieve their purposes for a wage negotiation. So I think that's an important point to make. We clearly need to resolve the matter. We currently have salaried workers, as our chief operating officer said, working very long hours at great personal sacrifice and also sacrifice to themselves and their families. And we have a situation that is not sustainable. So we need to resolve this. Again, to those workers who are currently striking and intimidating, we would urge to respect the rule of law. We would request that they refrain from engaging in unlawful action and that they return to work. It is highly regrettable that the interests of the entire country are at risk for the purpose of extracting additional benefits from the employer, which is Eskom in this case.
Stage 6 allows for up to 6,000 megawatts to be cut from the national grid and will result in areas being cut for up to 6 hours within a 24-hour period. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.